弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再有一次机会来一起寻求主的旨意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek the Lord's will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
你借着你爱子所完成的救赎，实在是一个荣耀也是奇妙的救赎。
The salvation you have done through your beloved Son is such an amazing and glorious salvation.
你为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过的。
For what you have prepared for us are the eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and hearts have never imagined.
也只有借着圣灵将智慧启示赐给我们，我们才有可能能够明白你所为我们所预备的丰富。
Only you give us the wisdom and revelation through the Holy Spirit, then we can understand the riches of salvation which you have prepared for us.
我们赞美你，你实在不但救我们，而且你要我们能丰丰富富的能够进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
We praise you for you not only save us, but you would like us to abundantly enter into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们求你照你的心意向我们的心说话。
We do pray that you speak to our hearts according to your will.
我们把说话的、翻译的、听话的，都一同无依无靠的交托在你的手中。
Without any other reliance, we commit the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear onto your hand.
我们等候在你的面前。求你从宝座把你的话倾倒下来。
We wait before you. Do pray that you pour down your words from the throne.
让为你说话的没有自己的话，是主你要说什么话，你就把话供应下来。
So the one who speaks has no words of my own, so that whatever you would like to say, may you pour down abundantly.
也让翻译的得着主你自己圣灵给的翻译的话语。让语言不产生任何的损失。
And for the one who translates, do pray that you give the words of translation unto her, so that there's no obstacle of language.
我们也求告你，为着每一位坐在你面前的，主啊，赐下你宝贵的话语，叫我们一生可以得着益处。
And we do pray that you give your precious words to all those who sit before you, so we can be benefited through our whole life.
让我们说话的、翻译的、听话的，一同遇见你，也一同被你建造，也一同把颂赞荣耀归给你自己。
So the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear can together meet you and together be built up by you, and also all give you all the praises and glory.
我们谢谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We praise you and thank you, praying the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
首先看哥林多后书第四章第五节。
First, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己以耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们再稍微注意一下，传基督耶稣为主，传这个字是宣告的意思。
Let's pay attention to the word preach. That means proclamation.
基督耶稣在新约有耶稣基督跟基督耶稣两面的这样的一个形容。
In the New Testament, there's the description of Christ Jesus as well as Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是比较着重在这个主耶稣道成肉身这一面。
For Jesus Christ put emphasis on him word become flesh.
基督耶稣比较着重在耶稣已经死而复活，而且升上高天，坐在宝座这边。
For the word Christ Jesus emphasized on our Lord has already been resurrected and also ascended on high and sitting on the throne.
主这个词至少有四念的意思。
The word Lord at least has four meanings.
第一个意思就是制裁者 sanctioner.
The first meaning is sanctioner.
第二面意思, 至高的权柄, supreme authority.
The second meaning is the supreme authority.
第三个意思是 controller, 就是控制一切的控制者。
The third meaning is the controller of all things.
第四个意思是 owner, 是拥有者, 所有者。
And fourth meaning is the owner.
所以我们宣告基督耶稣为主, 所以是在这几个面都可以在各方面去认识和经历。
So as we proclaim Christ Jesus as the Lord, we can experience all those four aspects.
我们再看哥林多后书第3章第5、第6节。
Then let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事, 我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的知识, 不是凭着字句, 乃是凭着经义, 因为那字句是叫人死, 经义是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
在第五节里面,中文的说, 能承担,这里面其实是有两个原文字, 一个就是承担这个字, 承担这个字呢, 是有达到的意思, 比接受要更多, 还要达到的意思。
In verse 5, Chinese meaning means that we can bear something. Actually, one of the meaning means that we can reach, achieve.
所以我们蒙恩得救, 不是只是接受恩典, 主要把我们提升到他创造和救赎, 要达到的神心意的高度。
So as we receive the salvation, we just does not just receive it, but God would like to uplift us to what He would like us to achieve.
而且这里还有另外一个字就是计算的算。
And there's another word, it's reckon.
这个字用在最多是在罗马书。
And this word reckon uses the most in Book of Romans.
向罪算自己是死的, 向神算自己是活的。
Toward sin, we reckon ourselves as dead, and toward God, we reckon ourselves as alive.
所以这有一个计算, 是神的计算。
So there's this reckoning, which is the accounting of God.
也就是说，主要我们蒙恩得救的人, 不要只照着自己的思想来思想。
Therefore, the Lord wants us who are saved by grace, not just to use our own thinking to think.
因为神有一个计划, 神需要我们的思想能跟得上他的思想。
For God has a plan. He would like our thoughts to be able to catch up with His.
神对他所创造的、所救赎回来的有极高的这个期望，所以他有一个计算在他天上。
For God to reward those who are saved by His grace, He has such a great goal towards us, so He has His own accounting up in the heaven.
所以他要我们这个蒙恩得救的人，能够照着他所计算的来计算。
So he would like us who are saved by grace can reckon according to what he reckons.
所以这个字的用计算这个字是用在会计上的。
So this word reckoning is used toward accounting.
你知道做会计的人，他不可能那个借方跟贷方有不一样的状况。
For the accountants, the accountant will never allow the credit and debit to be different.
我大学的时候有一个室友，他就是在银行里面工作。
When I was in college, one of my roommates worked in the bank.
他常常加班呢,
he often worked overtime.
不但常常加班,
Not only he always worked overtime, but also later on he had stomach problems.
那个时候还没用电脑,
back then, there was no PC. Each day he had to make calculations.
差一分钱都不可以。
Even 1 cent off, it was not allowed.
如果在地上算一个会计, 那个银行账都需要那么准确。
If when we do accounting on earth has to be such accurate.
创造宇宙万物的主, 是生命的主, 他在我们身上, 他要把我们计算到他创造我们的那个心意, 这是何等荣耀的事情。
So for the God who created all things, and He's the Lord of life, and on us, He would like to reckon to the point that's according to His will, and how glorious that is.
所以这里说不是我们凭自己。 能够达到或者这个计算，我们没办法做这个事情。
So here says that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything as ourselves. We cannot do such thing.
我们所能承担的，我们所能达到，出于神。
What we can sufficient, our sufficiency is of God.
而且不是凭着字句，而是凭着圣灵，凭着灵，我们的灵跟圣灵配合，才能够达到。
And it's not by letter, but by the Spirit. It's only when our Spirit cooperates with the Holy Spirit, then it can be achieved.
所以我们要这个传基督耶稣为主，不是凭知识。
So to proclaim Christ Jesus as the Lord is not by knowledge.
不是凭我们懂多少道理。
Not by how much we know.
我们需要圣灵，把神他的丰富、他的实际带我们进入，而且宣告出来。
We need the Holy Spirit to bring us into the riches of God's glory, and also we can proclaim such.
我们再看《使徒行传》第二章。
And let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章从32到36节。
Acts chapter 2, let's read start from 32 to 36.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。 我们都为这事做见证。This
Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。Therefore,
being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He has shed forth this which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说。 主对我主说：“你坐在我的右边。”
For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, "The Lord say unto my Lord, Sit down on my right hand."
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make thy foes thy footstool.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that the same Jesus who you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
这36节说，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Here, verse 36 says that God has made him Lord and Christ.
所以，神的儿女宣告基督耶稣为主，不是凭空的。
So, for God's children to proclaim that Christ Jesus as the Lord, it's not just out of some air.
不是一个情感的,
it's not by emotion.
不是一个情绪的,
it's not emotionally.
这是神已经立他为主为基督了。
It is God has already made him the Lord and Christ.
所以在使徒行传第二章，圣灵浇灌下来。
In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit poured down.
因为他已经在宝座，天上宝座。
For he's already in the heavenly throne.
圣灵浇灌下来，就说明他已经到达了天上宝座，他在那里。
When the Holy Spirit pours down, it explains that he has already reached the heavenly throne. He is there.
在整个使徒行传第二章，你看耶稣基督是主，至少有几个方面。
In the whole book of Acts chapter 2, that there are several aspects to see that Christ Jesus as the Lord.
第一个方面，圣灵浇灌下来，把所有的圣徒，就是那120个人开始，然后到后来又加3000，又加5000，这样下来，进成一个身体。
First, it's when the Holy Spirit pours down. First, it brings the 120 saints, and then later on 3,000, then later on 5,000. It baptized them into one body.
所以教会是基督的身体，如果有这个实际一出来，证明基督已经是主。So
when the reality of that church is the body of Christ become a reality, that testifies that Christ Jesus is the Lord.
这不是告诉我们个道理，这是告诉我们要做在基督的身体里面健康的肢体。
So this is not just telling us a doctrine. It tells us that we have to be a healthy member in the body of Christ.
只要我们这个肢体是个健康的肢体，至少这个肢体已经是见证基督为主。
As long as this is a healthy member in the body, then already it testifies that Christ Jesus is the Lord.
我们常常会因为别的肢体好像都不尽功用, 或者是功用不正常, 所以我们也自然不要正常。
We often say that because other members of the body are not functioning or they are abnormal, therefore I can be abnormal as well.
这不是一个见证的方式。
This is not a way of testimony.
就是你是健康的, 你是正常的, 你就进正常的健康的那个实际。
If you are healthy and if you are normal, then you should function in such a reality of being healthy and normal.
你可以进健康的那一份, 你却不进, 那就什么? 你没有办法, 你也没有宣告基督是主。
If you are able to function healthily, but you are not doing so, then you cannot, and also you are not proclaiming Christ Jesus is the Lord.
所以这里面都是靠圣灵的, 不是靠道理的。
So everything is by the Holy Spirit, not by doctrine.
我相信圣灵跟每一个人是一样的。
I believe that the Holy Spirit is the same towards everyone.
圣灵不会偏心的。
The Holy Spirit is not partial.
因为神不偏心。
Because God does not treat anyone partially.
所以我们如果没有正常, 我们绝对没有理由怪说圣灵好像在我身上是偏颇的, 没有, 没有这回事。
Therefore, if I'm not normal, then I definitely cannot blame that Holy Spirit is doing favoritism.
如果我是不正常, 这说明我跟神, 我跟圣灵的关系不正常。
If I am abnormal, it tells that my relationship with God and with the Holy Spirit is abnormal.
如果我在神面前是正常, 当初怎样, 现在还是那样。
If I'm normal before God, then how I was then, I should be now.
千万不要把理由把这个任何的原因归在别人的身上。
Definitely do not blame anything on someone else.
第二面, 神的话。
And secondly, God's words.
如果神的话在我们里面是真实的,
If God's words in us are real,
神的话不是只在记忆里面,
God's words are not just in our memory.
神的话应该在心里面,
God's words should be in our heart.
如果神的话在是真的我们在心里面,
If truly His words are in our heart,
神就要做成从 Logos 变成 Rhema 的实际,
then God will do this reality of change Logos into Rhema.
这就会见证基督是主。
That will testify Christ Jesus is the Lord.
在使徒行传第二章, 彼得就见证这件事情。
In Acts chapter 2, Peter has testified this.
彼得他用了约珥书第二章的话, 他也用了诗篇16篇的话, 他也用了诗篇110篇的话。
Peter has used the word from Joel chapter 2 and Psalm 16 and Psalm 110.
你知道这几段话是多奇妙, 你知道?
You know how amazing are those several passages?
约珥书的话告诉我们现在是圣灵的时代，现在是末后的时代。
The book from the book of Joel tells us that now is the time of Holy Spirit and now is the time of end days.
也宣告凡是愿意求告主名的是必定得救的。
And also proclaim that those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以我们经历救恩什么程度, 救恩在我们身上有多少的果效, 那就看他做主。
So how much we have experienced the Holy Spirit on us and how much we bear fruit of the Holy Spirit, that shows how much is the reality of the Holy Spirit upon us.
所以在这个约珥书第二章一面时代的宣告一面救恩的宣告。
So in the second chapter of Joel, on the one hand is the proclamation of generation, on the other hand is the salvation. Proclamation of salvation.
在这个宣告里面告诉我们，是圣灵在这个时代里面的工作是特别的丰富。
And during such proclamation, it tells us how rich is the work of Holy Spirit in this generation.
所以我们如果跟圣灵的关系不够正常，你会发现，不只是没有办法生活，我们也没有办法在末后的时代来见证基督是主。
Therefore, if our relationship with the Holy Spirit is not normal, not only we cannot live in these last days, but also we cannot proclaim Christ Jesus as the Lord.
圣灵借着彼得宣告诗篇十六篇告诉我们，生命是有方向的，生命是有道路的，十字架的道路就是我们的道路。
Through Psalm 16, the Holy Spirit So Peter proclaims that there is a way for life, and that's the way of the cross.
而且圣灵也借着彼得用诗篇110篇告诉我们，神要使基督的仇敌成为他的仇敌，要成为他的脚凳。
And also, the Holy Spirit uses Psalm 110 to proclaim that God would make the enemy of Christ to become his footstool.
所以教会若有基督身体的实际，基督是主，自然显明出来。
So if church has a reality of the reality of Christ, then therefore Christ being the Lord will be manifested.
教会和圣徒如果真的有神话语的实际，基督是主，自然显明出来。
The church and all the saints, if they have the reality of God's word, then it will be manifested that Christ is the Lord.
教会众圣徒如果经历的救恩是神所预备的那个全备的救恩，如果真的有那个实际，基督是主，自然显明出来。
If the church and all the saints have experienced the real complete salvation that God has prepared, then it will manifest that Christ is the Lord.
信主的人愿意为了神旨意的缘故放下自己走十字架道路，自然显明他是主。
For those who are saved, if they are willing to lay down their own life and willing to walk on the way of cross, then therefore it will proclaim that Christ Jesus as the Lord.
不止如此，主现在在宝座。
Not only that, our Lord is on the throne now.
主已经开启了圣徒与天上的宝座这个联系的通畅的路线。
The Lord has already opened up the sole way between the saints and the heavenly throne.
他已经开启了。
He has already opened this up.
而且如果一个基督徒他如果蒙恩得救是真实的。
For a Christian, if he's truly saved by grace.
我讲真实的就是你是真的里面人活过来。
I mean, truly saved by grace is that you are truly born again and being quickened.
为什么我强调要真实的？
Why do I have to emphasize on being truly saved?
那必定有人是称为基督徒但不真实。
As there must be some who call themselves Christians but not real.
如果是真实的，
If real,
天是真实的，
Heaven is real.
天不但在天上，天可以在地上彰显。
Heaven is not only up there, but also heaven can be manifested on earth.
所以教会是人遇见天的地方。
Therefore, church is the place where man can meet heaven.
这遇见天的不是一个房子来叫人遇见天，
to,
是圣徒叫人遇见天。
To meet heaven is not just to come to the building and you meet heaven, but through all the saints you can meet heaven.
所以圣徒如果活在宝座前，他到哪里，宝座到哪里，天在哪里。
Therefore, when the saints live before the throne, wherever the person is, then wherever the throne and the heaven is.
你很自然就会见证基督是主。
Then very naturally you will testify Christ as the Lord.
另外一面，三十四、三十五节说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌成为脚凳。
And then verse 34-35 says that the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool.
这件事情不但是基督徒生命经历的一个特别的层次。
For this, not only is the special level for a Christian to experience.
这一方面呢，也是世代转换的一个关键问题。
But this is also a critical issue for the change of generation.
也是教会成熟丰富的一个关键的问题。
And it's also a critical issue for the church to become mature.
教会有这个实际，自然基督是主，显明出来。
When the church has such a reality, then very naturally it shows that Christ as the Lord.
我们再看希伯来书第一章。
Let's read Book of Hebrews, chapter 1.
13节啊。
Verse 13.
所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make that enemy thy footstool?
再看第十节，第十章，第十章啊，第十这个第十希伯来书第十章十二到十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12 to 14。
十二章十章十二到十四节哈，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下。
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
从此等候他仇敌成为他的成了他的脚凳。
From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
好，我们再看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of things and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
这里说到几个方面，蒙恩得救的人眼睛要被开启。
Here talks about several aspects. Those who are saved by grace, their eyes will be opened.
从黑暗中归向光明。
And turn them from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权柄底下归向神。
Turn from the power of Satan unto God.
应该是归在神的权柄底下，不在撒旦的权柄底下。
That should be to turn unto the authority of God, not under the power of Satan.
还有呢，就是跟成圣的人同得基业。
And receive inheritance together for them that are sanctified.
那我们再看启示录十二章。
And let's read Revelation chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们从九到十一节。
Let's read from verse 9 through 11.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, and for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death.
上次我们提到，在希伯来书提到救恩的一个词叫这么大的救恩。
Last time we talk about in the book of Hebrews, there's a word that how great is the salvation.
那其实不止希伯来书提到救恩的面。
Not only in the book of Hebrews talk about salvation.
如果我们仔细稍微看一下，圣经在不同的地方。都把救恩的不同面告诉我们。
If we pay attention, then in the Bible talks about several different aspects of salvation.
有一个面就是灵和魂和身体的救恩。
One aspect is the salvation of the spirit, soul, and the body.
所以我们一信主的时候，灵得救了。
So as soon as we believe the Lord, our spirit is being saved.
然后我们信心增长，信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
And as our faith grows, then the fruit of the faith is the salvation of the soul.
到主再来的时候，我们换新的身体，所以也是身体的救恩。
So when our Lord comes back, our body has been transformed. Therefore, it's the salvation of the body.
所以我们在今生在肉身当中， 经历比较多的是灵，特别是魂，这要更新这一面。
So in our flesh, we especially experience about the salvation of the spirit, but especially on the salvation of the soul.
但救恩也有另外一个形容方式，是过去救我们，现在救我们，将来救我们。
But there's also another description for salvation, that is that he delivers us in the past and delivers us in the present, but continue to deliver us in the future.
所以我没有一个人说我现在经历的救恩已经达到不能再高或不能再多的地步。
So there is nobody can say that the salvation I have experienced is already to the most high.
我过去蒙拯救，现在蒙拯救，我将来还要继续蒙拯救。
I have been saved in the past, and now I continue to be saved, and also in the future I will be saved.
那这个是在哥林多后书第一章告诉我们。
That tells us, this tells us that in the Second Corinthians chapter one.
那在加拉太书告诉我们，我们所得的救恩是叫我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
And in the book of Galatians tells us the salvation we receive can deliver us from this sinful world.
所以基督徒蒙拯救不是磨成今世的样式，而是脱离这罪恶的时代。
So for Christians to be saved, not to be conformed into the image of this world, but to be delivered from this evil generation.
所以如果说他是基督徒，但他又坚持这个时代的那些的特性的话，实在他没有蒙拯救。
So therefore, if this person is a Christian, but he insists on the special characteristics of this generation, then actually this person has not yet been saved.
因为主是把我们要带到将来世代的光景。
Because our Lord would like to bring us to enter into the condition of the future generation.
所以基督徒的经历和基督徒的看见都是超越的。
Therefore, for the experience of Christians and what we see are surpassing.
所以绝对不是被这个世代的这些特性呢，或这些的人众人以为好的在那耍来耍去的，不是这个样子。
Therefore, we are not being tossed around by what people think is good in this world.
所以如果我们有一个正常的跟主的关系，你会发现那个超越的特性在我们身上是一点点的增加的。
Therefore, if we do have a normal relationship with God, then you will realize the surpassing characteristics will increase bit by bit.
那你如果读到这个希伯来书另外一方面的话，他讲的是拯救到底的拯救。
And if you read another aspect in the book of Hebrews, it talks about the saves us to the utmost.
拯救到底，也就是说，你不管有什么问题，你真的愿意无依无靠来到主面前，他一定可以把你救到底。
That to save you to the utmost means that regardless of whatever problem you have, if you are willing to come before the Lord, that He will save you to the utmost.
神的膀臂不是缩短的。
God's arm never falls short.
常常是因为我们的信心短缺了。
It's really because our faith falls short.
因为我们信心短缺，我们也不希望别人信心是丰富的。
Because our faith falls short, therefore we do not want others' faith to be abundant.
所以有时候我们看到信心比较大的人说，哦，你不要把这个信心加在我身上。
Therefore, often we see those people with greater faith, and we tell them that don't add your faith onto me.
其实是隐含的一个问题，是我根本拒绝更深的蒙拯救。
Actually, what's hidden behind it is that I reject to be saved even deeper.
我只是没说出来而已，但是我是拒绝的。
I just never say it, but actually reject this.
我们常常会用一种不是那个外面的话，不是拒绝，心态上是拒绝的那个事情。
Often we might not say no to others, but our heart says no.
所以这个大家都碰得到的。
So you will face this very often.
所以这是救到底的拯救。
So that's to save us to the utmost.
所以因为他救到我们到底，所以他要恢复跟神敬拜的关系。
For he saved us to the utmost, therefore he will restore this worshiping relationship with God.
他要恢复我们跟宝座的实际的关系。
And he will restore this normal relationship with the throne.
他要借着我们蒙恩得救，进入那个得救的实际，把神的国度在天上也带在地上。
And for us being saved by grace, through this reality of being saved, then can bring the heavenly kingdom up onto earth as it is in heaven.
他要把我们这些常常犯罪的人 要做成不犯罪的人。
So he will make us who always sin to make us into someone not sin.
我们本来在神面前是只有下地狱的份，但是嘛，他却是要把我们到他荣耀里面去。
Originally, before God, we can only go to hell, but however, He will bring us into glory.
他愿意把我们带到荣耀里去，但他不要我们的罪带过去。
He would like to bring us into glory, but He does not want us to go into glory without sin.
所以他要我们脱离那个犯罪的那个习惯。
So He would like to deliver us from our habit of sin.
所以他叫我们灵活过来。
Therefore, He quickens our spirit.
律法就刻在心板上。
And the law engraved in our hearts.
不需要人家告诉你说你这里错的，你那里怎样。
There's no need for others to tell us we did wrong in this or that.
如果律法刻在我们心板上是真的。
If it's real for the law to engrave in our hearts.
你就发现到主面去认罪是常常会发生的事情。
Then you realize it happens so often we come to repent before God. We confess our sins.
我刚刚信主的时候，我从来还没有觉得我是个罪人。
When I just believed the Lord, I never felt I was a sinner.
但主把他律法刻在我的心板上，把他的话刻在心板上。
But as the Lord engraved His law onto my heart and engraved His words onto my heart.
当他一解开的时候，哇，我已经得罪了主。
When His words are opened up, then I realize I have sinned against the Lord.
我需要到他面前认罪悔改。
I need to go before Him to confess my sins and repent.
我亏缺了他的荣耀。
I fell short of His glory.
我以为这很好，但是我亏缺了他的荣耀。
I thought what I did was good, but I fell short of His glory.
所以这是一个很奇妙的事情。
So it's something very amazing.
所以他把一个人从里面到外面的更新起来。
So He has transformed and renewed this person inside out.
要到达一个地步，神创造人的旨意，能够在蒙救赎人身上，能够丰满的成就。
To the point that God's will can be richly fulfilled upon those who are being saved.
他带来一个地步。这个世代从今世要变换到来世，这个世代的更新。
So it bring out results in the changing of the renewing of the generation from this generation to the future.
这个世代更新的事情，基督主耶稣该做的部分他做完了。
For the renewing of this generation, what our Lord should do, He has already done it.
现在他等教会能够跟得上他。这个完成这个工作的这个部分。
So he's now waiting for church to catch up to fulfill to complete his work.
他是等圣徒能够愿意把自己交在他手上，能够真正的完成他完成的工作。
He's waiting for the saints to commit ourselves unto him to accomplish what he would like to accomplish.
其中带来一个结果就是使仇敌成为他的脚凳。
So the one of the result of that is to make the enemies become his footstool.
一面仇敌是成为基督的脚凳，一面仇敌也成为教会的脚凳。
On the one hand, the enemies will become the footstool of Christ. On the other hand, the enemy will become the footstool of church.
这是眼睛未曾看过的事。
That is something our eyes have never seen.
耳朵没有听过的事。
Ears have never heard.
人心也没有想过的事。
Our hearts could never imagine.
除非圣灵启示我们。
Unless the Holy Spirit reveals to us.
否则我们不会觉得这件事有多重要。
Otherwise, we would never see the importance of this.
但这个是很重要的。
But this is something so important.
所以他是给的救恩是个超越性的救恩。
So the salvation he has given is something that surpasses all things.
他说，你知道，你如果读到这个以弗所书第一章，他讲到智慧启示灵给我们。
If you read Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, it talks about He gives us the Spirit, wisdom, and revelation.
那告诉我们，基督已经超越了。
It tells us that Christ has already superseded.
他死而复活，超越死亡。
He has raised up from the dead and surpassing death.
他升上高天，超越一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的、今世的、连来世的都超过了。
And he went above heavens, and he has surpassing all the principalities and all the dominions of this generation and things to come.
所以你知道你所得的救恩是多么浩大。
So you know how great is the salvation you have received.
我想我 关于救恩的提醒呢，暂时停到这里。
I will stop about the reminder of salvation.
我还有，但是呢，如果主还给我机会的话，也许下一次再提。
There are still more, but if the Lord still gives me more chance, I'll mention it next time.
但是呢，我要提另外一件方面，就是刚才我们看到启示录十二章第九节形容恶者的那个部分。
But I would like to mention another part, that is the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 9, which describes the evil one.
上次我们提到可以分成三组。
Last time we mentioned three categories.
一组是大龙跟蛇。
The first category is the great dragon and serpent.
那个呢，你可以回到这个创世纪第二、第三章呢，去理会这件事情。
Then you can understand this back in Genesis chapter 2 and 3.
但另外一组是魔鬼跟撒旦。
And another category is devil and Satan.
还有另外一组就是那个就是那个昼夜控告我们弟兄的，还有那个什么迷惑啊，迷惑人的，他是那个迷惑人的昼夜控告弟兄的。
Another category is the accuser of our brethren day and night, and also the one who is the deceiver.
那魔鬼怎么回事？
So what is it about this devil?
魔鬼这个词，跟中国人讲魔鬼是不同的哈。不要把中国人魔鬼的概念放到这里面来。
Let's not confuse about the concept in Chinese about devil up to here.
这里讲的魔鬼这个词呢，它是被摔出来的那个意思。
The word devil here means that being cast out.
从哪里摔出来？
Cast out from where?
其实原来魔鬼呢，就是原来的那个基路，就是受造的基路伯。
The devil is actually the serpent which was being created.
他本来是在神宝座前的。
It was originally before the throne of God.
那他从神，他犯罪了，从神那里摔出来。
It sinned and therefore being cast out.
所以魔鬼这个词就是摔出来的意思。
Therefore, the word devil means being cast out.
那也就是什么呀？他跟宝座从此无份。
Therefore, means that it has no part ever since then with the throne.
那撒旦是什么意思呢？
And what does Satan mean?
撒旦就是抵挡的意思。
Satan means against.
撒旦就做神的敌人的意思。
He is the adversary of God.
所以你就发现这两个词是有他强调的重点。
So they are emphasized on those two words.
所以你如果从魔鬼这个词来看。
So let's look at from the word devil.
所以你会发现呢，恶者呢，他做一件事情，他会做一件事，因为他被从宝座摔出来的。
From the Bible, we see that the evil one would do something as he was being cast out from the throne.
他绝对不希望蒙恩的圣徒跟宝座有这个通畅的联系。
He would definitely not want any thorough relationship of the saints with the throne.
所以他做的工作什么？他想尽一切办法切断蒙恩得救的人跟宝座的那个正常的关系。
So he tries all his ways, try to cut off the normal relationship of those who are saved with the throne.
因为只要蒙恩得救人跟天上的宝座一直维持正常的互动关系。
As long as there's normal interaction of those who are saved, there's a normal reaction of those who are saved with the throne.
他最后要发生什么结果？
Then what's the result?
他还要摔第二次。
And this devil will be cast out once again.
他前一次是从宝座摔到空中。
First, he was being cast out from the throne into the sky, into air.
就是从第三层天摔到第二层天。
From the third heaven into the second heaven.
但是蒙恩的圣徒跟宝座如果一直维持特别好的关系，然后一直达到神，一直满足神的心意的话，到一个地步，神使他的仇敌成为他的脚凳，也就是什么？他要从空中再摔到地上来。
So if there's normal relationship between the saints and the throne, then that means this devil will once again, the second time, being cast out from the second heaven to the earth, and then he become the first.
所以这给我们一个很重要的提醒，我们跟主的关系，那个实际的属灵实际的关系是何等的重要。
So it reminds us how important is the true relationship of us with God.
也许我们还不太感觉。
Maybe we don't feel much.
但魔鬼知道。
But devil knows.
魔鬼知道这关系他的结局。
The devil knows this has to do with his result.
他再摔一次下来呢，那不久他就要被关一千年。
For the second time he's being cast out, then not long after that he will be in prison for 1,000 years.
然后这一千年之后呢，要丢到永火里面去。
And after 1,000 years, he will be cast out into eternal fire.
所以这是一个关键的转变。
So this is a critical turning point.
你知道，对他是关键的转变。
To the devil, it's a critical turning point.
对圣徒的成熟也是个关键的转变。
And also to the maturity of saints, it's also a critical turning point.
所以魔鬼是想尽办法要切断圣徒跟宝座的关系。
So the devil tries every way in order to cut off the relationship of the throne and the saints.
他用什么方法？
So what does he do?
试探是一个方法。
So temptation is one of his ways.
所以你有什么软弱，我有什么软弱，都可能有个机会给他去试探。
So whatever weakness you have and I have, give the ground for him to tempt us.
不但如此，他在这一个教会或在圣徒当中呢，就是撒败子。
Not only that, he sows tares among the church and all the saints.
这是马太福音十三章告诉我。
That's what it tells us in Book of Matthew, chapter 13.
神把那个得着他话语的人成为天国之子。
God made those who receive His words become the sons of the kingdom.
种在神所安排的那个地上。
To sow on the earth that God has planted.
但是呢，魔鬼呢，他也做一件事情。
But devil also do one thing.
他也得着一个那些恶者之子。
He also received those the sons of devil.
然后把它放在天国之子的当中。
And put them among the sons of kingdom.
做什么
？Do what?
切断你天国之子跟宝座的关系。
To cut off the relationship of the sons of kingdom with the throne.
你知道弟兄姊妹多容易受负面的影响。
Do you know how much our brothers and sisters will be influenced by those negative things?
要弟兄姊妹跟主的关系进步一点，融洽一点，这挺不容易的。
It is very hard for brothers and sisters to improve their relationship with God.
许多人都是碰到极大的危险的时候才来说，哦，我现在需要主耶稣了。那其他时间都不需要主耶稣啊。
Most of the people only when they seek the Lord, only when they face very dangerous, and they don't seek the Lord any other time.
然后主帮他，主恩待他，帮他解决某些问题之后，哎，他情况一放松呢，他马上跟主耶稣又拜拜，再见。
And as the Lord is being gracious and resolve the problems for the person, but as soon as the problem has been resolved, then he says bye to the Lord.
就是我们天性，我们通常是不会自然来亲近主。
With our natural being, we don't really naturally need to draw close to God.
但是被主摸着的，知道主的宝贵的，他就愿意来亲近主。
But for those being touched by the Lord and know how precious our Lord is, then he's willing to draw close to the Lord.
但是魔鬼知道人很软弱的。
And the devil knows that men are so weak.
所以他把麦子撒在麦子当中呢，那麦子呢也常常受影响。
So he sowed the tares among the weeds, and therefore the weeds often being influenced.
所以你知道，我们常常都跌倒都有理由的。
So often when we stumble, we give reasons.
因为这个事情发生，因为那个弟兄，因为这个，因为那个，那我们都不会说我们愿意自己来到主面前。
We give reasons saying that because this thing happened because of that brother or because of that, we never say that we are willing to come before the Lord ourselves.
所以的确，魔鬼他是制造叫圣徒觉得自己跌倒有理由的那些的问题发生。
The devil, true, is causing all those issues for the saints to stumble and give their own reasons.
那另外他也是怎么样？当神在说话的时候呢，他就把话偷走、夺走。
On the other hand, also when God speaks, the devil steals God's words.
所以呢，如果你出去了哈，刚才我讲的话一句都没记得，那可能已经被偷走了。
So when you leave this place that you don't even remember anything I said, it might be the devil has stolen the words.
因为我就是讲他要偷的嘛。
Because what I'm saying now are the words the devil would like to steal.
他的确是用偷的、抢的，他把它夺走。
Truly, the devil just robs away the words.
而且呢，要说他有很多黑暗的手段。
And there are so many tricks of darkness.
他激发人的私欲。
He triggers the lust of man.
所以人有时候私欲大到个地步呢，一碰到遵循神的旨意的时候，私欲第一，神的旨意丢下去。
So man's lust would be so big to the point that when it comes to the point about obeying God's will, then man obey their own lust and cast away God's will.
而且魔鬼是用残害的手段杀人。
And also the devil kills cruelly.
不一定要真的杀，骂人就已经杀人了。
Not necessarily truly kills, but to yell the people already means killing.
而且呢，他绝对不守真理的。
And definitely he does not keep truth.
他甚至可以怎么样说，是好像在守真理，事实上在破坏真理。
It might be it seems he's keeping the truth, but actually he's breaking the truth apart.
另外，他就是说谎，说谎。
And also he lies.
所以说谎。这是魔鬼的诡计。
And to lie is the trick of the devil.
另外呢，他在主的道路上做混乱的工作。
And he's doing the confusion work of the way of the Lord.
我跟你讲，我在讲每一段都是有圣经根据的啊。
So as I mentioned here, everything is based on the Bible.
我是不想大家那么多圣经读下去啊，我们大概就。讲不了多少。
I just don't want to use the time to read those scriptures.
他会混乱主的道路。
He is confusing the word, the way of the Lord.
一个人有一个正想要走主道路的，往前去的时候，他就出一些花招呢，就让你整个注意力就偏了。
When someone just would make the decision to walk on the way of the Lord, then the devil uses some tricks to confuse you.
所以这是一个特性。
So that's a special characteristic.
所以你如果是跟宝座不通畅的话，你碰到这个你是没有办法应付的。
Therefore, if you don't have a solid relationship with the throne, then when you face this, you cannot deal with it.
你正想要走主的道路，或者你正往前走两步，然后呢，他就把你走到岔路去了。
As soon as you would like to walk on the way of the Lord or just make a few steps, immediately he leads you astray.
这是他的诡计。
That's his trick.
而且呢。他呢，也使人在服侍的时候，会把这个己膨胀起来。
And also, the devil makes one boast about oneself during ministering or service.
使人自高自大。
To make one boast and proud.
有一个词哈，恐怕你从来没想到。
There's a phrase which maybe you never thought of.
这是魔鬼的工作。
That is the work of the devil.
说谗言。Slender,
to slander,
说谗言
to slander,
背后说人
to talk behind one's back.
这个用在提摩太前书三章十一节
That is First Timothy chapter 3 verse 11.
提摩太后书三章三节
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 3.
提摩太提多书二章三节
Titus chapter 2 verse 3.
如果只看中文或英文的翻译，你不知道后面那个字就是魔鬼。
If you just read the Chinese or English translation, you do not realize the actual word behind it is devil.
你知道后面那个说话是魔鬼在说话。
Then actually, it's the devil talking behind it.
他在那毁谤神的工作。
He is blaspheming God's work.
所以这是一个我们需要注意，魔鬼是非常诡诈的。
So this is something we need to pay attention. The devil is very tricky.
但怎么解决这个问题呢？
But how do you resolve this?
在使徒行传十章三十八节说，神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒人耶稣，这是你们知道的。他周流四方，医好凡被魔鬼压制的，因为神与他同在。
For Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointing Jesus Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were opposed of the devil, for God was with him.
主耶稣就是那位从宝座下来。
Lord Jesus is the one from the throne.
但是他跟宝座没有中断。
But his relationship with the throne was never cut off.
所以神以圣灵和能力膏他。
Therefore, God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power.
所以蒙恩得救的人，你要特别的注意，这个路主耶稣已经为你开了。
Therefore, for those who are saved by grace, you have to pay attention that the Lord Jesus has already opened this way for you.
主已经开了，主已经打通了这条路，主已经做成了 去的跟宝座正常互动的这一条路，你如果不去，你不成为实际，你就没有办法抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
For our Lord has already opened this way from the earth to the throne, and He has already accomplished this. Therefore, if you don't do the same as Him, then you cannot have be resisting the devil.
这个没有代替的。
There's nothing can be replaced.
每一个人得救的人应该都要来到主面前。
For each one saved by grace should come before the Lord.
啊，有人说，哦，他去就我就跟他后面走，结果他跟主的关系是正常的，我还是不正常的。
Someone say that I'll just follow this person, but even though this person has normal relationship with the Lord, however, my relationship with the Lord is still abnormal.
所以我们需要注意这个。
So we need to pay attention to this.
然后另外一个呢，讲撒旦这一面。
And then we also talk about aspect about Satan.
撒旦就做基督的仇敌。
Satan is the adversary of Christ.
所以他来试探主的时候。
So when he comes to tempt the Lord,
他说你如果俯伏拜我，我什么通通给你。
He said to the Lord that if you worship me, then I'll give you all things.
他是非法取得的。
He did this illegally.
但他以为他是合法的，合法的拥有者。
He thought he owned this legally.
但其实他是要争夺神儿子基督的地位。
But actually he's trying to fight for the position of the Son of God.
所以你如果爱主，你走主的道路。
Therefore, if you love the Lord and walk on the way of the Lord,
撒旦他会用他的方式来拦阻你做这件事。
Then Satan will use his ways to against you doing such.
所以撒旦是抵挡神。
Therefore, Satan is against God.
他是要抢夺神儿子基督的地位。
He is trying to fight for this position of the Son of God.
神儿子是承受万有的。
For the Son of God.Receives all things.
神所有一切的丰富都在他儿子里面。
For all the riches of God is in Christ Jesus.
但撒旦要把它抢夺过来。
But Satan is trying to rob it.
所以这个是要注意一件事情。
So that's something we need to pay attention.
所以这是第一面。
So that's the first aspect.
第二面呢，他是怎么讲说？他拦阻人走十字架道路，或他拒绝基督的十字架道路。
Second is that.He is trying to block people from walking on the way of the cross, or he is against the way of cross.
他用的方法就是体贴人，不体贴神。
Then the method he uses is to mind the things of man, not mind the things of God.
所以，如果我们在面对一些特殊需要寻求主的事情，你体贴的人不体贴神，你可能会中了仇敌的诡计。
Therefore, when we are seeking the Lord about something, if we mind the things of man, not mind the things of God, then we fall into the evil trick of Satan.
因为这是仇敌，撒旦就用彼得来对付主。
For Satan uses Peter to be against the Lord.
今天我们在走主的道路也会遇到这个情形。
We also face the same issue as we walk on the way of the Lord.
当我们愿意背起自己的十字架跟随主的时候，
When we are willing to bear up our cross to follow the Lord.
当我们愿意放下自己跟随主的时候，
When we are willing to lay down ourselves to follow the Lord.
仇敌会说，哎呀，你这样子太苦待自己了。
Then the adversary will say that you make yourself suffer too much.
没有人这样做的啦。
Nobody does this.
人家没有人尊敬你，你走失掉了，没人尊敬你。
And nobody respects you when you walk on the way of the cross.
你记得，仇敌是拒绝十字架的。
But remember, for the Satan is against the cross.
如果我们嘴里喊十字架，但没有走十字架的道路，还是没有十字架的实际。
If we only saying talk about the cross, but if we truly not walk on the way of cross, there's no reality of it.
十字架不是挂在嘴上的，十字架道路是背起自己的十字架，跟随主是走路的。
We don't just talk about the cross, but we have to bear up our cross.To walk on this way.
许多人走十字架道路，他嘴上不一定有十字架的这一个，就是说一直在说这件事情。
When many people walk on the way of the cross, they might not say it.
那撒旦也同样做另外一件事情呢，他呢把神的话夺走。
And also Satan robs away, takes away the word of God.
他的目的就是破坏 神撒种得着器皿的工作。
So his purpose is to destroy the work of God sowing seeds to gain his vessels.
你知道话是很宝贵的。
Words are so precious.
我花了多年才明白。
It took me many years to understand.
主耶稣的宝血使我们的良心得到洁净。
The precious blood of Lord Jesus cleanses our conscience.
但什么使我们的魂能够更新，能够有属天的实际呢？
So what makes our soul to be renewed and also have the reality of heaven?
神的话。
That's by God's words.
少年人用什么洁净他呢？
How can young men be cleansed?
神的话。
By God's words.
所以不是光一个人读神的话，甚至弟兄姊妹在一起光中见光的读神的话，你就发现那个话是带着能力的供应给圣徒。
So not only one reads God's words individually, but when all the saints together read God's words, we see light in light, and then together we can receive power.
因为当话在里面种下去，它是种子，种下去之后，它要长出来，它要显出生命的功用，生命的果子，生命的出来，生命成长出来。
For the word of seeds, once sown in our hearts, it can, as it grows, then it can manifest the life and also the work of life.
所以当你的心思、情感、意志，特别你的心思能够照着神的心思，特别是神宝座前的那个心思的时候，你就被更新了。
Therefore, when your mind, intuition, and emotion, especially your mind, is can be mind the things of the strong, then you are being renewed.
这是挺难的事情呢。
This is very hard.
但是这个话必须种到心里面去。
But those words have to be sown into heart.
然后在里面逐渐的长大。
And grow bit by bit.
到一个地步，哎，神的旨意就是你的方向目标。
Then to the point that you see that God's will becomes your goal and direction.
这不是凭记忆力。
That's not by memorizing.
这是那个生命在它里面起了作用。
That is the life in you. Life in the person has such effect.
那是到一个地步，他的心思、他的魂、他的心思、情感能意志能够接得上神的心意所要的。
Then that's to the point that this person's soul, his mind, intuition, and emotion can catch up with what God wants.
所以你知道这个话的宝贵啊。
So how precious are the words?
我现在讲的不是话语的，不是神话语的解释，是神话语的本身。
I'm not talking about the explanation of God's words, but just God's words themselves.
别人解释可能没什么用。
For other people to explain to you might not be effective.
圣灵把话，神的话的原本那个话种在你的心里面，然后让它长出来，让它更新起来，在你身上是产生强大的作用。
When the Holy Spirit sow the original words into you and let it grow, and it becomes very powerful.
因为它有大的果效，所以撒旦害怕。
So there's such great fruit and effective, therefore Satan is afraid.
所以想办法把你夺走。
Therefore, tries in all means to rob it.
还没种好就把你夺走。
Even before it's been sold well, that it tries to steal away.
让你心思混乱，什么都没有得到。
So your mind becomes so confused and cannot gain much.
如果你不能从神的话得到什么，你这个人就是没有方向的人。
If you cannot gain much from God's word, then you have no direction.
你总是讲神的话太难，你注定你不可能跟随主。
If you always say that God's words are so difficult, then definitely you cannot follow the Lord.
因为神不违反他的话的。
For God never against His own words.
神已经把我们需要知道的写在圣经里面。
God has already written all that we need to know in the Bible.
我们没有一个人有这样的胆量说，我现在已经是什么都懂，什么都通了。
There's none of us dare to say that we understand everything.
就算是你已经会背的，你都发现你的领会还可能是那一段圣经的一个小部分而已。
Even if you can memorize it, but you might realize your understanding might only be a part, just little bit of it.
撒旦知道。
Satan knows.
撒旦知道这个厉害，神的话的厉害。
Satan knows how serious are God's words.
他最好让你们对神的话没有胃口。
He tries in all means so that you have no appetite to wear God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你要彼此鼓励,
so brothers and sisters, we have to encourage one another.
我们一生没有多少是可以在一起读神的话。
We don't have much time in our life to read God's words together.
如果你算主日的话, 一年也只有52次。
If you count the Sundays, then there are only 52 times in a year.
在东山西山，你看一年你能够跟弟兄姊妹就算主日的话，50次已经算很多了。
Or if you don't come, then maybe at most 50 times together.
这是主日。
And that's the Lord's Day.
那50次，10年也就不才500次。
If only 50 times, then 10 years, 500 times.
500次能把这本圣经读完吗?
Do you think you can finish reading this Bible in 500 times?
可能读不完。
Maybe not.
20年, 1000次。
20 years, 1000 times.
40年, 才2000次。
If 40 years, then only 2000 times.
你今天不把握, 我请问你什么时候把握?
If you don't take a hold of opportunity today, then when would you take hold of opportunity?
如果你只有主日来, 你其他不来。
If you only come on the Lord's Day and not come any other days.
如果你信主之后到建主只有40年的机会。
If from the day you believe the Lord until you see you meet the Lord, it's only 40 years.
可能你的极限是2000次。
Then maybe maximum will be 2000 times for you.
那你的今天少一次，明天少一次，下一次又少一次。 那你就越来越少。
And if you don't come this day or that day, then you reduce the times you have.
那可能你得到主建立的机会，是你把它放弃了。Then
it's yourself give up the chance you receive the testimony.
啊，我们要数一数啊，大家都是会算的人。So
let's count as you know how to count.
所以你不要觉得跟弟兄姊妹聚会哈是一件为难的事情。So
don't think it's hard for you to gather together with brothers and sisters.
你没有多少次啊。
You don't have much chance left.
真的没有多少次。
Surely you don't have many times.
改天谁又先走了，哪天谁又先走了，就机会就更少了。
As someone might go to the Lord, or another person go to the Lord, and then the chance decreases.
你要把握，让神的话种在你的心里面。
You have to take hold of opportunity, let God's word sow in your heart.
因为撒旦是做这件夺话的工作。
So Satan robs away the word.
他不但夺话，他要把人变成跟神抵挡的人。
Not only he robs away the word, but he tries to turn man to be against God.
所以你可以知道为什么会发生那种情形，秘密是所谓信主的跟神做抵挡的工作。
So then you will know why it happens that those believers become against God.
神的建造在他身上没有成为实际，仇敌的诡计在他身上得逞了。
God's building work has never become a reality in this person, but the evil scheme of Satan has accomplished.
撒旦还做别的工作,
and Satan also does other work.
他会攻击跟捆绑圣徒,
he will attack and also bound the saints.
所以你在福音会看到说有一个妇人被撒旦捆绑了18年, 但他是什么?他是亚伯拉罕的后裔表说他是有信心的人,但他被捆绑了。
So as in Book of Gospels, you see this woman being bound by Satan for 18 years, but she is the seed of Abraham. That means she has faith, but she is being bound.
但是这个什么,她一定身上一定有什么特别的弱点。
But she must have certain weakness on her.
给撒旦有利用攻击她的机会。
So give ground for Satan to attack and use.
我们需要主怜悯我们,我们虽然我们是个软弱的人,但我们愿意无依靠到他面前,让我们得到他的 这个拯救很遮盖，免得落在这个捆绑底下。
We need the Lord to have mercy upon us as we are so weak. We need the Lord to cover us, to deliver us, so we are not being bound by Satan.
这个被捆绑了18年，还是主耶稣亲自去救他的。
For this person being bound by 18 years, our Lord Himself delivered her.
也许有人是被捆绑一辈子都有可能的。
There might be someone being bound for entire life.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
撒旦也会。 用像筛麦子一样
Satan also shift the wheat
这是主耶稣告诉彼得 西门西门撒旦要得着你们好像筛你们像筛麦子一样
Our Lord told Peter that Simon Simon Satan would like to gain you like shifting the wheat
什么人能够被筛啊 这是旧造的人啊
Who can be shifted? That is the old man
所以如果我们要继续活在旧造里面，那你就可以，你就被抽离摆布了。
So if we continue to live in our old man, then we are being tossed around by Satan.
千万不要留恋这个旧造这一面。
Definitely, we do not longing for this old man.
另外呢，撒旦呢也会怎么样说，想要偷偷的来破坏教会。
And also Satan. In hidden tricks, he tries to destroy church.
但他呢，要欺哄圣灵，要假冒圣灵的工作。
But he tries to counterfeit the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是发生在《使徒行传》第五章的事情。
That happened in Acts chapter 5.
那个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉，他卖了田产，但什么藏了一部分，然后说他全卖了。
For Ananias and Sapphira, that they sold all their all their property, but they
留下了一部分。
But they tried to hide something for themselves.
他来的时候，他其实用假，他就是什么？他不是真的全然奉献，但他要假冒全然奉献。
Actually, they did not offer up all they have, but they tried to fake, saying that they are offering all they have.
在那个时候，实在圣灵太强了。
But at that time, the Holy Spirit was so strong.
所以彼得就被圣灵提醒说，这一个人是假的。
So Peter was being reminded by the Holy Spirit, saying that this person is counterfeit.
他是欺哄圣灵。
That he's deceiving the Holy Spirit.
后面是什么呢？因为撒旦充满了他。
So what's behind it is because Satan was filling his heart.
所以这是撒旦要做的工作。
So that's what Satan could do.
他要使教会一直落下去。
He tries to make the church fallen.
但起头的时候，神的手出来处理这件事情。
In the beginning, God had interrupted.
但是后来
，But later on,
你又读启示录的时候
，When you read Book of Revelation,
你就发现撒旦果然在教会取得了地位。
So Satan did have his position among church.
这个虽然在教会里面还有撒旦一会的人。
And among church, there's the synagogue of Satan.
跟撒旦站在一边的人。
And they actually stand on the same side as Satan.
而且呢，他还会在圣徒在为主受逼迫的时候呢，还在当中呢加油添酱。
And when the saints are being persecuted for the sake of the Lord, and this group of people actually try to add even more persecution.
不止如此啊。
Not only that.
还有这种这个别加摩，还有什么？撒旦的座位，撒旦的宝座在教会里面了。
And not only that, but in Pergamos, there's the seat of Satan amongst church.
你千万不要觉得这只有那个时候会发生，今天也可能发生。
Definitely, don't think that only happened back then. It could also happen today.
而且不但是这样，他说撒旦所住的家，就真成为撒旦的家了。
And not only that, it become the dwelling place of Satan.
还有呢，撒旦还释放所谓深奥之理啊。
And also Satan released the deep doctrine.
所以撒旦是很充满了诡计的。
So Satan has so many evil schemes.
但是不用怕。
However, don't be afraid.
因为什么？基督已经得胜。
So because Christ has already overcome.
刚才我们读的那段话，启示录十二章第九到第十一节说，神的救恩、神的能力、神的国度，并他基督的权柄来到。
For in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 through 12 says that now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ.
所以，如果我们真的能够来到主面前
，Therefore, if we can truly come before the Lord,
宝座是真实的
，The throne is real,
天是敞开的
，Heaven is open.
不管撒旦有多少东西，因为我还没把它讲完呢。
Actually, I haven't even finished talking about Satan. So regardless of how much Satan has,
我只给他有个印象，撒旦是超过你可以想象的。
I'll just give you an impression about Satan actually passing what you can imagine.
但是你也不用怕他。
But you don't have to be afraid.
你需要什么？来到主面前，因为神的救恩、能力、国度和他基督的权柄， 主都已经做成了。
You have to come before the Lord because the salvation strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ, the Lord has already accomplished all those.
所以无论是个人或团体一起来到主面前，主会把他这个实际显在个人也写在团体的身上。
Therefore, regardless it's individually or corporately, when we come before the Lord will manifest this reality among individual and among the corporate.
直到一个地步，撒旦从第二层天摔到地上来。
Until to the point Satan falls from second heaven onto earth.
所以我们为这感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for this.
主叫我们，主在他的话里面，在圣经里面已经告诉我们仇敌的诡计是多少。
In his words, Lord already told us how many are the schemes of enemy.
我们求主怜悯我们，不中他的诡计。
May the Lord have mercy upon us, so we don't fall under his evil scheme.
我们要叫他全副的军装为我们穿上。
May he put on us all the full armor of God.
教我们运用那个全副的军装各方面。
So we can operate each aspect of this full armor of God.
让在最末了、最黑暗、最困难的时候，不但圣徒不会跌倒。也不会退后，而要反而什么？让仇敌彻底的崩溃。
So in the last day, the darkest days, that not only the saints will not stumble, but let the enemy be completely destroyed.
这是今天教会在主面前得到的托付。
So this is the entrustment of church today.
这是今天教会在主面前需要积极进入这个实际的。
So this is something the church has to be earnestly to enter into its reality.
我们离幕后的最幕后时间是非常非常的靠近。
We are so close to the very end time.
你如果不真正的来到主那救恩的极丰富的最丰最丰满的那个时际，你要不然你就给撒旦给仇敌摆布。
If we don't positively, aggressively to come to the riches of the reality of God, otherwise that we are being tossed around by the evil trick of Satan.
你是要成为彰显主得胜的器皿呢，还是主的名好像被掩盖掉了？
Would you like to become the vessel that manifests the overcoming power of the Lord, or that through you that the name of the Lord being covered up?
给大家提一个观念。
So let me mention a concept to you.
征战是没有恩典的。
So spiritual warfare has no mercy.
恩典是从主那里来。你不要想从敌方得到任何恩典。
So you cannot receive any grace from the enemy, but the enemy is from God.
但是你若站在基督已经成就的得胜，主要把那个得胜借着你大大的彰显。
But if you stand on the overcoming of what the Lord has already achieved, then the Lord through you will manifest this overcoming.
千万不要以为说我们做一个退缩的人，仇敌就说啊，你这个人好像怎么样？不会的。
Don't think that if I draw back, then the enemy will think something about me.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们最后你祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你再向我们说第一手的话。
May the Lord, we do pray that you continue to speak first-hand words to us.
因为只有你才知道我们需要什么。
For only you know what we need.
这些残缺的话，愿你圣灵再给回头的亮光。
For all those words in pieces, may you give us light as we look back.
也求你用你宝血遮盖，堵住一切的破口。
May your precious blood covers us and stop any breaches.
愿主你荣耀你自己的名。把羞辱归给你的仇敌。
May you glorify your own name and give shame to the enemy.
照着你的话，真是使你的仇敌成为你的脚凳。
According to your words, put your enemy become your footstool.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.